Jesus, in talking to Nicodemus, one of the members of the ruling Sanhedrin, is discussing baptism and faith. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, who works through the word and sacraments, to create and sustain the faith which trusts in God. We cannot, by any means, including the absurd idea of a second physical birth, become followers of Jesus Christ without the work of the Holy Spirit. Flesh is flesh, and our flesh is corrupted by both original sin and actual sin. Spirit is spirit, and the Holy Spirit creates in us a new heart, making us holy in God's sight, as he works through the water and the word. Here, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, instructs each believer in the truth about the work of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who creates a faith which trusts in the forgiveness of our sins for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus through water and the word. May our Lord grant us faith to know of him, that we are born again of water and the Spirit, thus being made part of the kingdom of God. Amen.